Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stidham retreats in the pocket again under pressure. He's hit at the blind side and driven down to the turf. Jared Stidham is sacked from behind. Kevin Givens, former practice squatter for the Niners, brings down Jared Stidham. The Patriots will not take a timeout and will not score a touchdown. They lose to San Francisco and fall to 2-4 for the first time since the championship run began, of course, in the 2001 season, losing a third in a row and falling to 2-4 while the Niners come in. And they roll and route to a 4-3 record.
Kind of goes down.
Sick, no way
goes downhill from there. Once he hits the solid, it's now liquid. All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. I'm watching that game, and I'm just thinking that the entire time. It's just the diarrhea.
I was thinking about a lot of things. I was thinking that the Jets got 4 yards of total offense against Buffalo, and Buffalo still only won by 8. That was a terrible game. But Patriots Nation is, it really is panicking. There is a sense of panic. What if only, there's a lot of what if only, and this and that. It's a familiar restraint from every fan base of every professional franchise in any sport, including here in Boston. You've heard it about every other sport, and now it's hitting the Patriots. And the Patriots fans are not accepting the reality of the situation that this team's just not going to be good for a little while here. And, Rich, we have who dialed up? Who?
Okay, so this is somebody who demanded that they come on the show this morning. And I think that it is very telling that this person requested this. If you remember, it was either last year or the year before, Fred, we did a contest to find the ultimate Patriots protector, the man who defends the wall anytime Fred, especially you, would say dare criticize the New England Patriots. The guy who won is a thorn in the side of many of the people on the radio station. He calls in. He would yell at Felger many a time. He's been in many a battle with you. His name is Chris, and he is the official Patriots protector. He has a son named Brady. Once again, there is no bigger fan as deemed by our contest of the Patriots than Mr. Chris, I believe, from Rainham. And he is on the phone. He's demanded this morning he come on the air because he wants to speak to us.
Yeah, and I seem to recall him being very serious off the air, too. Like, he did not break character.
No, this is him. This is who he is. Kind of this is not a ruse.
All right, let's bring him on. All right, Chris, you wanted to be on the air today?
Hey, guys. For the last 20 years, I have defended every move that Bill Belichick has done, and I was lucky enough to win that contest last year. But I didn't put in my official resignation as the Patriots defender because they can no longer be defended. Bill has planned this move for years to get rid of Brady. If they had a plan for quarterback, people would not be upset. But this was a personal vendetta against Tom Brady over the last 3 years that they purposely got the offense got worse. They tried to focus on defense and running the ball like it's the year 1995. And they made this team suck for the next 5 years. for no reason. If you were going to, I was for getting rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. The whole trade-off was getting rid of Garoppolo for 10 years, for 5 to 6 years of Brady, not two. Now you look at what they're doing down in Tampa, it's only going to get worse from here. This isn't about being a bandwagon Patriots fan who enjoyed 20 years of success and can't handle losing. It's the fact that they didn't do this the right way and they had the opportunity to. They could have had Brady for 2 to 3 more years and groomed the next guy, but this was personal with Bill, and now they're paying for it. Yesterday was embarrassing for Patriots fans. It's only going to get worse.
Rack 'em. Repping. Give it up to Chris, the wall protector, coming in hot with the script. Listen, rack him.
Good for Chris, we being the ultimate Patriots protector, saying F the Patriots.
That's right. We wanted Tom for 6 years, not two. Rack him at 50 years old, being the quarterback of the Patriots. That's right.
Well, listen, Chris coming in hot. He will definitely be in the smack off.
Not taking any shot. Travis, get that phone number. JT the Brick. You've been called out, dude.
JT the Brick. That's how he got his gig, right?
Yeah, he did. He won the initial smack off, Chrissy. I said it twice already. I'll say it again.
I bet you won't say it again.
Okay, we got time.
Chris.
We just sat down. Chris. And that's all you heard.
And that was it. Then it was the wrestling on the floor.
And then he went on to make trillions and trillions of dollars.
What happened after that? Because it always cuts off. I didn't watch it live. Like, was that the end of the show? Or?
I don't know what happened after. I mean, they aired him getting toppled over in his chair, which if you watch it, it is pretty serious. I mean,
oh, dude, he went after him. He tried to tackle him on the floor.
If you don't know, Jim Rome, who's, you know, all famous and has a very evil looking goatee, but Jim Rome's pretty old. And when he was very young, he was this up and coming, smack talking kid from SoCal, just using a step to reach the cans on the top shelf. But he, he would call Chris, or he'd call Everett, Jim Everett,
Jim Everett
from the Rams, when he was on the Rams, Chris Everett, because he thought he was kind of a pussy and he was named, you know, calling Chris Everett after the tennis player. So he'd call him Chrissy. So ESPN gave him an half hour talk show and Jim Everett came in. And I guess the big thing was, and then I watched it recently, and Jim Rome calls him Chris twice in, like, the opener.
And then he warns him. Like, Jim Everett goes, call me Chris again and see what happens.
And he goes, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. We have time. Sit tight, Chrissy. And then and then Jim Everett actually stands up, and they're on this, like, small stage, and knocks Jim Rome's chair off the stage. And then people, like, kind of come out and grab him. And Jim Rome got fired from ESPN for that. But then it really hurt him. It just made him 1,000 times more famous.
That was 26 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet you Jim Rome was 26 years old when that happened. I bet you, because he's probably around late 50s now.
But well, I guarantee you he grew the goatee because of that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't have any facial hair. It was like, dude, I got to be more manly. I've been emasculated. Time to got to grow the facial hair.
Chris, but I did tell him it. Twice,
yeah,
three times.
Rome was 30 when that happened.
Ooh, how old is he now?
56.
56 years young. Check it out. I'm dying everything. Check it out.
Shears.
Britney Shears staying topical. What is up with Gracie? We are chasing Tom Kite.
Just had his birthday.
Drug-free lettuce.
What a birthday it was. I had all the best callers from Smack, Jay Moore,
the Suds,
totally filling in when I'm gone, and the dude from Blind Date.
Oh, what was his name?
Roger Lodge.
Roger Lodge. That's right.
Filling in for me. What is every radio station I'm on sucks because they can't fill up the programming from at 9 to 12 Eastern. Repping. Jim Rome. I write out the show beforehand, which is so weird if you've ever done 1 minute radio. He writes out the entire show. He reads the entire show. He reads it from scripts. He does a 3 hour show. He says to do a 3 hour show. He spends 6 hours writing it out.
The hoodie just got carved.
The night before, he writes out the entire show. 6 hours it takes him. He gets into a room and he writes out the entire show. But look at, he for whatever reason and however, he makes a phenomenal amount of money.
That he does.
They pop me on
CBS. He's got a good agent.
Yes, he does. He obviously has a good agent. By the way, have you seen the amount of people that are watching televised sports right now?
Yeah.
7.5 million for the NBA Finals and 9.5 million for the World Series. It's the lowest rated World Series ever.
Yeah, no, it's across the board bad.
Except for the NFL. The NFL's still doing well.
Yeah, yeah. But it just, and it can't be that no one's watching, because 7.5 million for the NBA, I mean, that's insanity.
Okay,
that's way less than the Big Bang Theory.
Here's the difference, is that the NBA Finals were going, by the way, I didn't want to watch it either, but the NBA Finals were going up against football and baseball. So it's like, you know, usually you are going up against like hockey and regular season baseball. This was playoff baseball they were going up against at that time.
7.5 million is inexcusable.
It's really low.
But yeah. I did
and it's the election thing, too. It's like every time there's an election year, the ratings for everything start to go down. You saw it with the NFL even, too, 4 years ago. That's just a deal. But it's still not great.
I just think kids don't watch it on kids, meaning, you know, people younger than us, don't watch it on television. They just consume it some other way.
I sometimes wonder if, like, what I watch gets counted because I use, like, YouTube TV. Like, I wonder if, does that count in the ratings? Because, or is that just an internet stream?
All I know is I'm paying $350 a month for stupid DirecTV so I could get baseball and football. If I didn't want to watch all the baseball and football games, I'd be rolling in that money. I'd have all that money coming back to me, but I keep paying them.
Yeah.
That Sunday ticket is ridiculously expensive.
Yep, but I enjoy the hell out of it.
So do I.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not giving that up. I don't care how much it is.
How much is it per year, the Sunday ticket?
Like $650 or something like
that? Yeah, but it depends. You know, you can do a deal with DirecTV. It's threatened to cancel, that kind of thing, and then you renew. And
I threaten to cancel, and I don't know what list I'm on, but they just go, okay.
No. You're on the weird list because it works for me.
Yeah.
It works for my wife and I.
Yeah, they just go, yeah, all right, leave. All right, we'll break. We'll go around the NFL. And at one point, I can tell you how many times I got asked if I had diabetes at the dentist. They just kept. I'm like,
that's
all right,
so
dude.
Weird.
Like, all right.
What's that about?
Like, I'm over. Well, because I asked. Forget it. I'll talk about it later. But
okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm that fat. You just all assume I have diabetes. All right, we'll be right.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jim, good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett, good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well, hey, you know what? Let me say one thing. In that game, how many sacks did I have that we came back and won?
How many sacks did you have?
Yeah, how many sacks?
Well, see, but this was back in 1989.
Okay, that was
about six. You may have even been Jim Everett back there, but somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. That you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a five-minute segment, or five-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a couple segments out of you before.
It's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good to see you, too.
Because you've been talking like this behind my back for a long
time.
But
now I said it right here.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got no problem with that.
I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris?
Ouch. Repping the ouch. Ouch. Jim Everett turns out the fact that he's way bigger and stronger and tougher than I. Turned out you bite me in the ass. I took a little rap on my noggin.
Have a nice day.
What is up with Jim Everett being stronger than me?
I mean, he could have eaten Jim Rome.
I didn't see that coming. I thought he would puss out. My bad.
Bad miscalculation.
From now on, actually, when I see dudes, kind of just kiss their ass because I don't want you to hit me.
Losers.
Yeah. So there you go. And as the, I'll tell you this, as the fan base of the New England Patriots desperately scrambles to figure out what exactly is going on, calls of what's happening, how did this happen, what did they do wrong, how can this get better, and it is what it is. A team must go through these things. But, Rich, there are other games around the league as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's do it, shall we?
The NFL.
Oh, right his hands.
In 15 minutes.
You play to win the game.
A lot of very bad teams in the NFL. Very few good ones, Rich. Mm-hmm. What do we have?
Well, here's one of them, and you're probably not going to like to hear it this morning. Here's a guy that used to play quarterback here. Absolutely killing it in Tampa.
Brady drops protection. Throws the deep ball toward the corner. Into Scotty Miller in. He's got the ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Scotty Miller. Great throw by Brady.
This couldn't be a better throw.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you there. Cletus.
I'll tell you what, Andy. I'll tell you, you gotta get your oil changed. I'm in Tampa Bay.
I mean, now it's getting absurd. Whereas the Patriots can't even score. Brady knocks out five TDs yesterday in Tampa. I mean, just yeah. Kicked the Las Vegas Gruden's ass, 45-20. And hey, remember when the Patriots had a competent tight end?
Here's Brady looking, throws toward the end zone. Caught ball, Tampa Bay. Gronkowski makes the catch. Tuck it away from the defender.
Tuck
it's
away.
A touchdown, Tampa Bay. And Rob Gronkowski for the second week in a row. Has a touchdown.
I mean,
what a murderous row of broadcasters that is. Everybody who can touchdown.
I'll tell you what. Tampa Bay.
Every week it makes you appreciate the home broadcast team on 98.5
yeah,
Sports.
No kidding.
Do this segment.
By the way, you've reached a pandemonium with Patriots fans when they're calling out Zolak for not for being too tough on the team.
I know. That's pretty
I mean, right. Well, I mean, he was tweeting stuff and people were like, "Hey, a-hole, you sucked as a quarterback." Okay, what are you? I mean, the Patriots aren't good. This is a rebuild, baby.
Honest to God, you watch Tampa Bay rip through teams, and they're 5-2 now, and they're going to add Antonio Brown as whatever Antonio Brown is. And two things about it. First of all, you look at the rest of their schedule. The last four games of the season, Minnesota, Atlanta, Detroit, Atlanta. That's four wins.
I don't know why.
Yes, it is. It's four
three wins.
No, it's four. It's four. Detroit had to scramble to beat a bad Atlanta team last day.
Atlanta team at home who has Julio Jones back.
How many
like
wins do they
human.
Have?
Three. Atlanta, by the way, Atlanta
how many wins
shot
does Atlanta have?
Foot. Like, they gave that game away.
Gurley just, he instinctually, he can't stay out of the end
zone. So you have those four games, and you also have Carolina and the Giants next week.
John, you know Detroit's going to win that game because they have to get screwed by the ineptitude of the NFC East. We've already decided this.
That's a decent point.
That Detroit will be 9-7. Detroit will be 9-7, 10-6, and they will turn around and
So, yeah, so 7-3. So they'd have to go. So they're 3-3. Yeah, they'd have to go 7-3 the rest of the way, which I think is doable. And then they turn around and they miss the playoffs because of the NFC.
Well, no, you have that extra wild card this year, Fred. You got that extra. Still, you got those extra teams in.
Yeah, they'll miss out on the extra wild card.
Okay, very good. Right. Yeah. And one other thing about Bruce Arians, who trying to explain to everyone why it was actually his idea.
Let's get to that because I have this stuff here. Okay. Yeah, I mean, so you know, well, first of all, just to kind of rub it in a little bit on just how bad of a situation that the Patriots compared to Tampa Bay is. Tom Brady this season has 18 pass touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Patriots quarterback this season, 3 pass touchdowns and 11 interceptions. So that's a nice little
Brady. The whole offense, and they have a better offensive mind coaching it. They have everything is better offensively. Everything's better in Tampa Bay, but everything certainly offensively is head and shoulders. They're better at literally probably every position
what
on the field.
What skill position for the Patriots would start for Tampa Bay?
None might be on the team. I don't know who. I don't know who the.
Well, Gilmore. Gilmore would.
No. Skill position players.
Offense.
I don't know.
On offense. Oh, okay.
I don't know if any would be on the team. I mean, Edelman might be a coach.
Damian Harris.
He's been good.
No, he might.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
be on the roster and possibly could start.
He'd be a practice squad player.
By the way, the Bucks Twitter account tweeted a photo of Brady shaking Derek Carr's hand after the game with the caption, quote, QB respect. Where was the QB respect 2 weeks ago when you lost against Nick Foles? Do you only shake hands and show QB respect
too much
after
of a
the
rivalry.
Games you won?
Too much of a rivalry.
But okay, so let's get to this, because there was the move that happened on Friday, the Patriots signing Antonio Brown. It's basically a one-year deal worth up to $2.5 million if they hit every incentive. Now, even though Bruce Arians said there was no way he'd sign Antonio several months ago, he says he was not swayed by Antonio's best buddy, Tom Brady.
I think he's matured. I believe in second chances. Everybody wants to say that Tom picked him. Tom didn't have anything to do with it. This was something Jason and I have been talking for a couple weeks, ever since the injuries to our other guys. Uh-huh. And when the time was right, would we see if we could pull the trigger and fit it into what we want to get done? And we'll see. I mean, we have nothing. If Antonio does what I think he's going to do, he's going to be fine.
Okay, one thing after that signing is abundantly clear. For all of the talk about how Tom Brady and Robert Kraft had a father and son relationship and they respected and they loved each other, Brady is no friend of Robert Kraft. After what Antonio Brown put on Twitter as he was leaving, taking a flamethrower to Robert Kraft and about everything that happened at the Orchids of Asia Spa, for Tom Brady to consistently vouch for this guy when Robert Kraft is your quote-unquote best friend and father figure, you are no friend of Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
Brady went full 100% heel with this signing. There's no question that Brady was the driving force behind it. He's liked every single Instagram post, and this is the ultimate backstab to Robert Kraft.
Take a look at it. I mean, Antonio Brown 6 months ago assaulted a moving van driver. He's matured a ton. He's still got a civil suit pending in December for exposing himself to a woman who's drawing a mural in his house. He apparently sexually assaulted a trainer as well. He hasn't matured at all. This has everything to do with Brady constantly badgering Arians and talking to Jason Light, who, by the way, used to work for the Patriots. But you know, I'm telling you, Tampa Bay, this is not only a full heel turn, this makes this team unlikable. It makes Tampa Bay unlikable.
The chances that things implode with Antonio Brown, not the team, but things implode with him personally once he starts playing again.
Oh, that's
because remember, we had Robert Klemko on the show when all of that stuff. He was the guy who broke the story about the woman who, you know, accused him of sexually harassing her. He said he had more stuff. Like, and you know what? It's not the most integrity, you know, it's not the best journalistic integrity to sit on a story when something bad could have happened, but people do it. So you're starting to wonder, is that story going to come out now that he has signed with someone?
Yes. Yes, it will. And I give Antonio Brown 2 games, maybe 3, before he starts bitching and moaning. He's not getting the ball much.
I don't know. When you're winning, it kind of schedule's so easy.
It is, but I'm telling you, Antonio Brown is going to forget that he has 2 Pro Bowl wideouts that are competing with him for catches. Oh, and Rob Gronkowski and a bunch of good tight ends, good running backs. Antonio Brown is, for lack of a better phrase, a small fish in a big pond on this roster. Oh, considering yeah. where he is coming from.
Yeah,
he's going to moan and bitch that, you know, I'm 100% healthy. I'm the best wide receiver on this team. Look at my numbers. I've been out for a while, but I have a better skill set than all of these guys. No, you're 32 and on your fourth team in 4 years.
Just after all of this, it's, you know, we all know who he is. We all know what Antonio Brown is. But now we know who Brady is, and he is no friend of Robert Kraft. You make this move, that is the ultimate backstab. After what he said about his quote-unquote best friend, dude, you didn't even need Antonio Brown. This team is absolute lights out on offense. You didn't need him, and you still stabbed your quote-unquote father best friend in the back. Brady did a massive dirty on this one. So he's gone the complete heel turn with the signing of Antonio Brown after all this.
All right. We will continue exploring the NFL as Patriot Nation collectively asks why. Why is this happening? And to that I can say, young grasshoppers, 'tis only the beginning. 'Tis only the beginning of a magical journey called the rebuild.
Why are you rubbing your hands when you say that? Like an evil, like, Blofeld.
I saw the Hunter Biden video. Yes, yes.
All right.
Oil and feet. Pretty sweet. Put that crack down and just enjoy the 10 things in front of you.
All right. By the way, Hunter Biden, if it is indeed him, nothing to be ashamed of in terms of his physicality. Yachi Machi. Old Joe's swinging the old Delaware. You know what? All right. We will be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Now, more Touch Rich. Touch Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Around the NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes.
You play to win the game.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we will go around the NFL. But one thing is, as the Patriot fan base scrambles to make sense of what's going on, wait, this team is losing. There's really no help in sight. And actually, they're going to have to rebuild like every other organization in the history of professional sports. There is, I will admit this, I'm very much, this is very entertaining for me. I like the what ifs and hows and whys and if justs that are coming out. But all the people with your fake parody Twitter accounts, I'd like to just say blow me. That all of you for 14 years, who's only the radio blah, blah, blah guys, I know it kills you because your whole life revolved around this team. Rich, we got a negative tweet from someone. And I saw the tweet right under it is the guy tweeted Wendy's because he didn't get enough fries in his fries. So, and it's a parody. So this guy's got a lot going on.
So all of you who've contacted our bosses and, oh, Fred, you go back to Detroit. I hope you're rotten it and you have to find something else to do with your life, you losers. Because it ain't getting no better, baby. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And I hope you're rotten it like I have my entire life following football. Sit in a styling. And by the way, and I can't wait until I hope Josh McDaniels takes over for the offensive brilliance of Josh McDaniels takes over for Belichick. And that they can draft a kid. They can go, oh, we got the next quarterback. Oh, you should have seen this kid play at Tulsa. He's the greatest thing. I'm talking about like 5 years from now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get him, and then you draft horribly around him, and then he coaches him into the ground. This could take 20 years. As long as you've been a dynasty is how long it's going to take to get out of this thing. And for every one of your tweets, my penis is hard and I'm drooling. Just from you. Just thinking of the misery. And you can lash out all you want. You can lash out and call and fire Fred. Go back to Detroit. But it won't change anything. It won't change a thing. You're hopeless. The team, you don't control it. You got no control of it. You don't control your life. The thing that matters the most to you, you have no control over. And now you can sit. And you know what? I wish I enjoyed the game more yesterday so I could watch you sit in it. And for all you normal Patriots fans, you know, good. I hope the team gets it back together. But for the rest of you, the stupid parody accounts that aren't funny and your dumb harebrained ideas and the idea that your whole existence revolves around the ability to go and contact people that are better than you on Twitter and try to make them feel bad. But all you had was that Patriots team defending the wall. Goodell's a bozo. Clown nose. Fred, you suck. Eat it, you son of a bitch. How's it feel? All the self-worth you had in your life was based around something that you had no control over, that you had nothing to do with, and now it's nothing. And I hope you're rotten it. Or make a stupid page covering the radio for some unknown reason. And go take more bags off the carousels in New Hampshire or wherever the hell you work at the airport. And I hope you're rotten it your whole life, you loser, you fat, dumb loser. I hope you're all rotten it. Ooh, and send them out. Tweet away, you son of a bitch. Go do it all. Make a million web pages. Make 1,000 parody accounts. It ain't going to change that. The one thing you liked is gone. And I can't be happier. And now everything you send is a victory. Everything is a victory for me. So good. Thank you. All right, let's continue around the NFL. And just let her cry. That's right.
Who even enjoyed that? Came down and gave you a high five. It's not a golf joke, but I think he enjoyed that.
Oh, Chris Mortensen, or whatever the hell the guy's name is. Go shut up. I mean, everything. Anytime you ever say anything negative about the Patriots. Oh, you stupid, 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 stupid. And then there you go. Now here you are. It was happening sooner or later. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Oh, goodness gracious. Things are bad here, Fred. We know that. Aren't many teams where things are worse? Dallas is one of those places.
Oh,
things are bad. Like, really, really bad.
Back to throw, and they protect him, and he rolls right and runs out of the end zone and slides at the 10.
Well, that's going to be a late hit.
Oh, he got nailed.
Yep.
And he is not up yet. His helmet got knocked off, and there are literally four flags down there. Dalton's hurt. Ben DiNucci, warm up, because it's going to be an automatic first down.
Dalton went to slide and did, feet first, and I didn't see the player.
All right, so not only did Andy Dalton get injured in yesterday's demoralizing loss to the Washington team without a name, but no one on the Cowboys got in John Bostic's face after his dirty hit on Dalton. Like, nobody stuck up for him. Bad, bad, bad stuff from a team that just doesn't care. And Mike McCarthy, who of course is the genius that they brought in, he was asked about how no teammates came to Dalton's defense after that hit. Here was his answer.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a hit that cause a disqualification. But yeah, well, I mean, we speak all the time about playing for one another, you know, protecting one another. So yeah, definitely it was probably not the response that you would expect.
When you say not the proper response, is that something you will address
after your team? I've answered the question. Can we go on to the next question, please?
No.
Well, I wonder if he's just really... I think he just might be really dumb. By the way, Eric Pupik, who P-U-P-E-K, who's the guy who tweeted us and then tweeted Wendy's about not getting enough fries. He said, if you got a problem, I won't be hard to find. Ari, the Patriots, I'm okay with it down years. We won 6 Super Bowls. No, you said we. You're not good with anything. You're horrible. You're miserable. You're a loser, L-O-O-S-E-R. You drunk. Yep, I said it. Oh, Eric. Oh. You might as well just give me a bouquet of flowers, you effing loser. I hope McDonald's screws you on fries next. I hope that 25 cents you bucked up for the large fry doesn't go wasted, you loser. The amount of time that you took to tweet, that's how much your time. Eric Pupik, you piece of garbage. Go find. Why would I find you? What do I care? Say whatever you want. All I know is your team sucks, and you suck, and Wendy's did it because you're ugly. They would have given you more fries, but they couldn't handle it. They did it because they could have smelled you a mile away, you loser. All right, what else? What else do we got here?
By the way, the Cowboys have allowed 20-plus points in the first half of 6 straight games. They're the first team in NFL history to do that. Like, there's...
Not well coached.
There's Patriots bad, and then there's what's going on right now. And you know what would be the best? And they would never do it. But if there's any team that could really use a call to Colin Kaepernick.
This one, I said this to Fred.
Did
I not say
air.
This to you? I said it off air before the show started.
Jerry Jones in a billion years would never make that happen.
Do you know his friends? He'd get kicked out of every club he belongs to.
I know.
Do you know the clubs know. Jerry Jones is in? Yeah, like they meet on, there's like continents we don't know about, and they meet in like massive space needles. They're like, you think that you think he could sniff Colin Kaepernick?
Not a chance.
No.
Dallas is not going to win another game the rest of the year.
But that's why this is so great, is because you know people are going to start saying, dude, get Kaepernick. And Jerry Jones, in no way, shape, or form, would ever, he'd have to die before they ever brought in Colin Kaepernick. There's no scenario in which he would ever bring the guy. So you're going to get a parade of losers. They're probably going to bring in, I don't know, Nathan Peterman before they bring in Colin Kaepernick. So just
Ben,
get ready.
Ben DiNucci, by the way, 7th-round draft pick, played at James Madison last year. Just
I thought
off
that
the
was that he was telling him to do something.
James
I didn't
Madison.
Know that was the guy's name.
Yeah,
Ben
James Madison. Is James Madison a D1 school?
Yes, it's an FCS school.
Oh, okay.
I think they might have even won the championship last year.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. Oh, how about that? Well, it was a battle of the unbeatens, and it came down to the wire, as it should. Steelers were ahead by 3. 10 seconds left to tie the game. Our good friend, Steven Goskowski. How many games this year has he had to be the hero? Would he be one again?
It'll be a 45-yarder. Snap. Set. Kick on the way. No good. The snap was good, the hold was good, and it just goes outside the right upright, no good.
Well, that stinks, because he's done it many times. At least 3 games it's come down to the wire with Steven Goskowski. Titans finally lose, and the Steelers, the only undefeated team left in the league. 27-24 was the final score, and last time Steelers were 6-0, Fred, they won the Super Bowl 78. Yeah. They look really, really good.
Well, the first half of that game, they looked like the best team that's been in the NFL for a very long time.
Give Tennessee credit. They got run over, and they picked themselves up and got back in the game. The entire game was spent for Tennessee scrambling to get back into it, and they were right there at the end, even though they couldn't get much of a running game going. That was impressive, the comeback.
The idea that Eric Ebron looks like one of the best tight ends in football, and he's on this Pittsburgh offense, I mean, Roethlisberger is so careless with the ball, and it doesn't even matter. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 legitimate non-running back receiver options.
All of which they drafted.
All of which they drafted.
Except Ebron, but the wide receivers, yes.
Oh, by the way, yes, Smith-Schuster, he's gone. because, you know, I want my money. I went, no,
fine.
No,
we'll draft another guy. Yeah. Everyone step up one.
They don't even need to.
They don't even need him.
Smith-Schuster's not going to get paid by Steelers. He's not. No. They'd be out of their mind to pay him.
Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, step up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yo, yeah.
Outside of the COVID stuff, I find that Titans team the easiest team in the NFL to root for. I mean, it's just like, because they're good, but they're not great. You know, they're right underneath it, so they're still kind of underdogs. They got a quarterback in Ryan Tannehill that everyone thought sucked, and then you realized it was just the stink of Adam Gase that was all over him. You got Mike Vrabel, who makes some unbelievably ballsy calls every single week that are based in crazy stats and mathematics that you wouldn't think. And Vrabel just thinks of this stuff, like that timeout that he the 12 men on the field that he put it out there on purpose so the clock wouldn't run down, and they would stuff like that they do every single week. Derrick Henry is a monster. They're extremely easy to root for. And so, yeah, yesterday was a tough game, but it was great. You're right. They had grit. They came back. They're going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Derrick Henry is actually fun to watch because you don't see guys like him. He's one of those guys that, and it's cool that he's a running back because it is what it is when he gets the ball. And just his size and speed, it's
like
amazing.
Three backs like him. Ezekiel Elliott's that guy, and when he's healthy, Saquon Barkley's that guy. But that's
did you,
it.
Did you see Zeke get blown up yesterday?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Like destroyed, which has got to be an extremely tough thing to do, seeing how stocky that gentleman is.
But, I wouldn't want to be a safety in the NFL, is that you got to be fast so you can't be that big, and then you got to go up and try to blow up these running backs that are now all 500 pounds. They're all 5'11", 270. Mm-hmm. And who the hell wants to tackle that?
Yeah. The Jets almost won one until they didn't.
Here's the snap.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, but I will tell you this. This is going to even frustrate Patriots fans more, because as much as I said, don't keep Brady, what's the point of it? Buffalo sucks offensively. The Jets, before you play this highlight, the Jets gained 4 yards total in the second half and lost this game by 8 points.
They were right there at the end.
And had an opportunity to tie it at the end.
Yep.
They did. They're right there.
Here's the snap on 2nd and 22, and this pass is
intercepted.
Jerry Hughes has the ball, and he goes down. He gets a late hit, but Jerry Hughes comes up with a pick somehow. And now a flag goes down, too.
It looked like they batted the pass, and it came up and ended up in the hands of Jerry Hughes.
Get Darnold out of there. They've ruined him. I mean, Darnold had shown signs in years past. Gase has just destroyed the kid. He's terrible. And Al, by the way, mark it down, 852, October 26, 2020. Josh Allen will never win a Super Bowl. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Take a look at how well he's performed against bad teams. First 4 weeks of the season, Jets, Miami, the Rams, not bad. Las Vegas, eh. But the last
Vegas
three
isn't good.
No, well, that's just it. I mean, and you think about it, I mean, 12 touchdowns, one interception the first 4 weeks. Last 3 weeks, Tennessee and Kansas City mixed in, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks, not good.
He can put all the stats, and he's got an absolute, I mean, he's got one of the best arms I've ever seen. But they just don't play well. I mean, he makes mistakes. They move the ball all over the field. He doesn't score. They don't score touchdowns.
Yeah, he threw for 307 yards yesterday. Was he good?
No.
No, he wasn't.
No, and that's the thing, is that if you don't watch him, I've had the unfortunate, just my own stupid brain watching him 3 times this season, and he makes mistakes. He throws the ball all over the place. He throws these rifles. He runs the ball well, and they don't score.
By the way, the opening line for the Jets game next weekend.
I saw this.
The Chiefs are favored by 20.5 points.
That's got to be a record.
I've ever seen a spread larger than 20 points in the NFL ever.
You ever confuse a dog, like put a treat underneath a cup or something, and they give you that look? That was the look my son was giving me when I was watching the Jets game yesterday. Because whenever they did something bad, I swore. And whenever they did something good, I swore. But all my instincts were to root for them. But then I realized I wanted them to lose. So they couldn't make me happy. They literally couldn't make me happy yesterday. But I'll tell you what a barn burner that was. What a great game.
between that and the Patriots game, what a Sunday well spent.
Joe Murray would know far more about point spreads than I was. I was just given a website by a fan of the show. Apparently, 20 points isn't even in the ballpark. Not even in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, the biggest point spread was Week 6, Broncos and Jaguars, 2013, 28 points.
28-point spread?
Yes. That's what it says here.
Was that Peyton? Was that the?
It has to be. It has to be. It has to be.
Did you guys see the guy who spent like $30,000 to win like $3 on the Clemson game? If you want to just, you know, get like a 0.001% return on your money, bet that Kansas City straight up, you will not lose that game. There is not a way. There is not a way that the Jets could win that football game. Not a way. Not there isn't. Everyone on Kansas City could decide to take the day off and it doesn't matter. they could not. The Jets could not. The Jets are the worst football team I've ever seen. The worst professional football team I've ever seen. I haven't seen them all. I haven't seen every team that's ever played, and you might have seen one worse. But they're the worst
team ever. The winless Detroit Lions from what, 2010?
When I seem to recall the Lions having at least like a couple good players. The Jets have their left tackle, and that's it. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.